This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. Every time I think that Israel's enemies cannot possibly fall any lower, they surprise me. British director Ken Loach seems to be remaking himself into a professional Israel hater, a job which actually pays quite well and has many adherents. Pat Buchanan, Walton Mearsheimer, and Jimmy Carter all make millions out of it. But Ken Loach, well, he's outdone all of them this side of David Duke. When told that European anti-Semitism has risen sharply, Loach said he was not surprised, and he knew the reason for it. He said, quote, "It is perfectly understandable because Israel feeds feelings of anti-Semitism." According to Loach, when someone gets angry about Israel, well, it's perfectly understandable that he then goes out and beats up a Jew in the streets of London. Using Loach's logic, it's perfectly understandable if every man I ever turned down for a date then went on to rape some other woman because, after all, I made him angry. It's obviously my fault, right? Loach also said the report was made to distract attention from Gaza. Those wily Jews, getting themselves beat up and their cemeteries and synagogues attacked just to get the rest of the world to forget about Gaza. Because it's not like the news media pay attention to the plight of the Palestinians on a daily basis or anything. The thing is, although those quotes are going around the media, Loach the Roach said even worse. And he said it at something called the Russell Tribunal on Palestine. Get this, a civilian kangaroo court on Israel and international law. Yes, really. A bunch of civilians with no authority whatsoever got together in France to denounce Israel using the pretext of international law. As if they need a pretext to denounce Israel. Why is Roach at this event? Is he a lifelong human rights worker? A lawyer specializing in international law? A man who has spent the better part of his life in UNRWA? No, he's a director. He makes movies. And here's what Loach the Roach said during the conference.
Nothing has been a greater instigator of anti-Semitism than the self-proclaimed Jewish state itself.
Have you got that? Nothing has been a greater instigator of anti-Semitism than Israel. The Catholic Church blaming Jews for the death of Christ? No. Nazi Germany? No. The emergence of the Jewish state caused more anti-Semitism than the protocols of the Elders of Zion, the Crusades, Martin Luther, and the Jews' refusal to accept Islam. And if you think that maybe, just maybe, Loach didn't mean it quite like it came out, think again.
Because these aberrations that we've seen over the last few years, and in particularly in Gaza, are as a result of the contradictions of the original settlement, in my view, of 48.
That could be taken right out of Hamas propaganda. He called the entire state of Israel a settlement. Understand, this asshole is a Marxist, and Marxists are pretty much against the concept of nation-states to begin with. But this is absolutely unrepentant Jew hatred dressed up to look like political thought.
That if you have a state based on race, this is what will happen.
And once again, what are Loach's qualifications to make these statements? Is he a historian? A teacher? A statistician? A data analyst? A librarian even? No. He's a director. He makes movies. Ken Loach is a loathsome human being who's probably sorry that he was born 20 years too late to join Oswald Mosley's Jew-hating fascists. Although perhaps Loach could explain to me how in 1936, 12 years before the State of Israel was founded, Mosley led 5,000 black shirts into the heavily Jewish East End of London. Perhaps Loach could also explain to me how the Russian pogroms of the 18th and 19th centuries were not remotely on the level of anti-Semitism caused by the establishment of Israel. I'd also like to know how Spain and Portugal's expulsions of the Jews in 1492 still doesn't equal the anti-Semitism caused by the creation of Israel. There are also England's expulsions of the Jews in the 13th century and France's in the 14th century, both examples of Jew hatred, as Loach has told me, less important than the Jew hatred that has been caused since the creation of a Jewish state in 1948. And of course, there is the pogrom to end all pogroms, Adolf Hitler's final solution, which started in the 1930s. But Israel is the greatest instigator of anti-Semitism in the world. It is if you're a Jew hater. And I think that the only explanation for Loach the Roach's statement is that he simply hates Jews. Right back at ya, Roach boy. Right back at ya.